In Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, we see early in the gospel here that Jesus is growing in popularity. And he's going about the countryside, he's performing miracles, he's teaching. And we can kind of imagine this scene that's going on as he grows in popularity, that he's walking along this Lake Gennesaret, which, by the way, is also referred to as the Sea of Galilee. And you can imagine him walking on the shores, and the crowd is just pressing in on him. They want to be as near to Jesus as they can. And so Jesus sees this group of fishermen who have just come in onto the shore from night fishing. And he sees Simon Peter there. He gets on Simon Peter's boat. Simon pushes it off the shore so Jesus has some breathing room. We get this impression that maybe Jesus is a little bit of an introvert at times. And so he gets this breathing room, and he's out from shore a little bit, and he's teaching the people. And when he's done teaching, this carpenter, this son of a carpenter, turns to these lifelong fishermen and tells them, you know, you should try fishing over there. Which is, I'm sure, what every fisherman wants to hear from somebody who knows nothing about fishing. But they listen to Jesus, and it looks like Peter's kind of humoring Jesus a little bit. Like, okay, listen, we were out all night. We didn't catch anything. But if you say so, Jesus, we'll do it. And so they go out, and they cast their nets over, and the catch of fish is so great that Peter has difficulty bringing it in. His partners bring out their boat, and both boats are so filled with fish that they almost sink. Now, Peter has witnessed Christ do miracles before. He's probably heard Jesus teach before. Just in the chapter before this, Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law of a severe fever. He has seen Jesus do miracles. But this one hits Peter in a different way. And as soon as the fish are in, he falls to his knees before Jesus. He's prostrate down before Jesus. And he says, get away from me. Depart from me. Leave me, for I am a sinner. That's kind of a strange phrase to say, since they're both on a boat. How far away could Jesus get from Peter? But he can't be in Christ's presence. His sin is so great. In The Lord of the Rings, in the books, in the movies, there's this creature named Gollum. He's this foul, corrupt, little, vile creature. He's been corrupted by this powerful object, the One Ring, the most evil object in all of the world. And he's been fully corrupted by it. His heart has turned dark and murderous because of his contact with this one thing. He both desires it and he hates it, and he needs it. It is his precious thing. And his heart is so dark and lost to the corruption of this thing that when he comes into contact with things that are pure and good, that he can't even abide by touching them. He comes into contact with bread and rope made by elves, and the elves are these creatures that are light and good and pure. And the rope, just touching him, burns him. The bread, he chokes on it. He cannot abide by their presence. Peter, when he comes into contact with the pure and holy Jesus, tells Jesus, depart from me. I'm a sinner. I can't even be in your presence. I can't even come into contact with one who is so holy and good and pure. Depart from me, for I am a sinner. Were we to come into contact with the Lord's holiness face to face, as Peter does, I'm confident we would have the same reaction. That we would not be able to help but to fall to our knees and to feel all the shame, the weight, and the pain of our unholiness. As sinners, we really should want nothing to do with the Lord. He is so holy, so pure. And this is why I think a lot of people resist coming to church, or at least one reason why people resist coming to church. It's because they know the weight of their shame, the weight and the pain of their sin, and they can't abide by the holiness. The other reason, frankly, is because as Christians, we sometimes can't help but point out the sin and shame of those who are in our presence, and we think we need to add to God's holiness and say that you maybe shouldn't be here. That's not the reason that people shouldn't come to church. But as sinners, we want nothing to do with the Lord. The Lord's holiness can show how little and how insignificant, how petty we are, and so we cannot abide by it. We cower before it. We wilt in the heat and the light of its presence. It exposes how unclean, how impure, imperfect, and ugly we are. But see and note how Jesus responds to Peter. This week in confirmation, I began the lesson by asking the kids, what is the most common command throughout all of Scripture? And they would list things that, you know, like, you shall not have other gods or no idols, things like this. But the command that we see more than any other command throughout Old Testament and New Testament is exactly what Jesus tells Peter. Do not be afraid. There are words that are spoken by the angel Gabriel to John the Baptist's father when the angel comes and shows himself before Zechariah. There are words that Gabriel also spoke to Mother Mary when he came to announce that she was going to have the baby Jesus. They are the words that the angels spoke to the shepherds when they were announcing the birth of Christ to them as they were in the fields by night. And now Jesus says to Peter, don't be afraid. There are words that we see throughout Scripture when the unholy comes into contact with the holy. The very thing we should fear is the thing that tells us, do not fear. It's like Jesus tells Peter, you have no reason to be afraid before me. Now, Jesus doesn't deny that Peter is a sinner. He doesn't brush it aside and say, that's okay, Peter, no big deal, let's get on with it. He absolves Peter. He forgives Peter. And he does this because Jesus has come to do something about that which would give Peter fear. Do not fear, be not afraid of the Holy One of God, because He takes your unholiness and He makes it His own. He wears it. He dresses Himself in it. He bears it for you. He bears for you that which He does it for that which the unholy fear, which is the judgment and wrath of God. Christ bears it all. And because of Him, we can hear these words for you today. Be not afraid. Now you could end the gospel lesson right there and be perfect. End on those words, be not afraid, and just get on with it and just know I have nothing to fear from my Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus doesn't stop there with Peter. And He doesn't stop there with us either. He tells Peter, listen, don't be afraid. I'm going to make you now a fisher of men. We've got work to do, Peter. Jesus calls to this sinful, unholy man and says, I want to use you. I'm going to enlist you to do ministry, to go out with me into the rest of this world and spread this news that people do not have to fear. Know this morning that the Lord forgives you. He absolves you of your sin, that you have no reason to fear him. And know this morning also that he has called you to go and bring this message to others, that they have no reason to fear the Lord their God.